There are several survey sites around Southeast Alaska, including Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and Petersburg. In Petersburg, the U.S. Forest Service does 12 snowpack surveys over the course of 6 months on Raven's Roost Mountain near the town's airport and old reservoir.
For the most part, what we're doing when we go out to measure the snow is we're measuring snow depth, and then we're also measuring snow water content, or the amount of water that's contained in that volume of snow.
Petersburg Ranger District hydrologist Heath Whitaker says they check one site at about 550 feet elevation and then a higher elevation site on the mountain at 1,650 feet.
And we generally have to snowshoe into those sites, and we have the equipment to take snow cores. It basically acts as a yardstick. We stick it through the snowpack to the ground, and that way you can measure the depth, and it also pulls out a core. And with that core, you can determine the amount of water content.
Knowing the snowpack and its water content helps scientists predict the amount of water that will run downhill into streams and lakes in the summertime, a key factor in everything from salmon survival to hydroelectric power generation in Southeast.
The way the state tends to use it, they forecast river and stream flow in terms of volume. They forecast flood potentials, avalanche dangers, summer forest fire probability, which is an interior application, obviously. Freshwater availability for municipalities and the power generation that goes along with that as well. And the information is often used as an index of winter severity for wildlife survival. That's typically how we use it at the district here more often than not.
April is generally the month with the highest level of snowpack and the highest water content, according to Whitaker. Judging from this month's survey, Whitaker says this past winter is shaping up to have the second highest snowpack on record in the Petersburg area, where the data extends back to 1979. Last year was the top snowpack.
Compared with last year, this month's survey up on top of Raven's Ridge had 127 inches, which is about 10 and a half feet. And last year we had 168 inches at this point for this month's survey, which is about 14 feet. So this year's percent of 2007, we're about 76% of last year's amount. But we are also about 169% of average.
Average over the course of the last 30 years or so?
Correct, yeah. And that average tends to be about 75 inches or so.
Last April, the snowpack was the highest on record by far at 14 feet, and Whitaker says the Forest Service's equipment was just barely long enough to measure it. The Southeast data from Petersburg and other areas is sent up to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Anchorage. The NRCS compiles the data from sites like this across the state, which are monitored by a variety of different agencies and organizations. Rick McClure is the NRCS Snow Survey Supervisor for Alaska. He says the snowpack is not only the second highest on record for Petersburg, but for the Southeast region. McClure says the snowpack is above average in a lot of coastal Alaska.
In Southeast, you've got the Swan Lake Hydro Project out of Ketchikan. It's at 230% of average. Of course, it's only 90% of last year, but it's 230% of average. And in Petersburg, you have it at 200% of average, basically, and 80% of last year. And then you go on to the South Central Alaska. You've got the Kenai Peninsula is in the 110 to 130% of normal range or average range. And another high area is the Seward Peninsula, and it's in the 130 to 150% of average range.
However, McClure says this year's pack levels drop below average in other areas of the state, particularly the interior and northeast.
It gets more average around the McGrath area, and then Fairbanks area is basically 50 to 60% of normal, and kind of continues that way on to the north and east part of the state, like Fort Yukon area and such.
While the snowpack varies for different areas of the state, the temperature was up in March. According to the NRCS, air temperatures for the month measured from 0 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit above average across the state, except in Bethel, where it measured a degree below average. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.